Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's March 30th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 9th, 2002. And here's Jesus. We're back with our special guest, Elgard Olmsen, and his interesting question. What do you have for us first, Elgard?
Thank you, Speaker Pauley. Here's an interesting one, Nazarene. In ancient times, our respective peoples were very advanced. You know, they had advanced capabilities and the like. How come our respective peoples do not release relatively safe technologies, such as medical ones, to the people of Midgard or Earth?
Well, Elgard, the important part of that question is, what's safe? We could possibly give mankind medical techniques that would advance them 100 years. But within days of us giving them their techniques, some doctor in some government somewhere would be perverting them for other uses. You could give man what seemed to be something totally harmless, extremely helpful, something that would be very beneficial to them, and somebody would turn it into a deadly weapon that would wipe out millions of people. You simply cannot give these people advanced technology of any kind. We wish it was so. There are many things that we would like to do for them. There are many things that we would like to give them. But actually, we spend a great deal of our time keeping our people from accidentally giving them stuff too soon. As I have said before, mankind is about 2,000 years ahead of where he should be. He is that far ahead, technology-wise. Some of the things that they have right now are very similar to the things that we used in the Garden Empire. They almost have the capability to make the little Midcom, the little computers that we always carried with us, that stored the information of a lifetime that lasted 1,000 years. No, Elgard, we can't give them technology. It would simply be too dangerous.
Wow, interesting as always. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I've displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
www.voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. What do you have for us next, Elgard?
Nazareth, you are and always have been a being of the sky. What was it like for you to assume the form of a man, a life form which is incapable of self-sustained flight?
Well, Elgard, it is hard to put into words. We certainly were creatures of the air. Well, we still are creatures of the air. To be able to fly on your own power is an incredible thing. But the other things I was able to do for God were also incredible things. Yes, sometimes I miss the sky. I miss being able to fly, to soar over the land and to see things below. Sometimes puts them in a perspective that makes it more understandable as to how small this world is and how much we are a part of one another.
Nazarene, can't you fly in your spiritual form in the afterlife? I thought everybody could do that.
Oh yes, Alora. Everyone in the afterlife can fly, or after a while they can learn to fly. Newcomers sometimes have a problem navigating in this aspect. Most of the time, great distances, we teleport. We just think where we want to be, and we're there. But just traveling around in a local area, yes, we can float, we can fly. But it's not the same, Alora. It's not the same as having physical wings in the material world and soaring on the wind. It is very hard to explain to those who have never flown, who have never had wings, who have never been a part of the sky, what it is like to be without them. It is something that they can simply never understand.
Thank you, Nazarene. We'll be back again.